The following program is sponsored by Kit Fox Communications. From the entertainment capital of the world, this is Carolyn Fox's Hollywood Spotlight.
This is Carolyn Fox, the velvet-voiced vixen, welcoming you to another edition of Carolyn Fox's Hollywood Spotlight. We've got some special fun for you tonight and some music I don't think you've heard before. Here's the duo Cersei with Revolution.
Puppet, paper doll, how they want you. Lab dog, copycat, what's it brought you? Counting on the days to help you forget. Chasing the crowds of guests, caught up with regret. Wallflower, but how'd you get so uninspired? Soapbox, held and underneath your band. So wise up, voodoo child, and work the day.
Carolyn Fox's Hollywood Spotlight, my special guests are Melanie Kramer and Rich Labuti of the award-winning pop rock duo Cersei. Welcome to the show, both of you. You have a CD out, Revolution, and I understand you're working on another one as well.
We are, yes. We released Revolution on Funzolo Records actually in 2010, and we're working on a new release, which we're going back in the studio in September to record the rest of that, and we should be releasing it within the month following September. We're going into the studio. Funzolo Records hooked us up with these great producers, Paul Coldery and Sean Slade. It was a little intimidating to be in the room with them. They've worked with everybody from Radiohead to Hole to Martin Sexton to the Pixies. So it was pretty crazy for us to be in the room, but they like you, have a very warm and welcoming vibe, so they make you feel at ease instantly, so it's a good thing.
Wonderful. Well, congratulations on the new work coming up and on being able to work with Paul and Sean.
Thank you. Thank you.
Now, you're a duo. You really are just two people.
We are.
And, yes.
And you tour a lot. You play like 200 nights out of the year.
We do, yes. At least 200 nights, yes.
How do you do this? It seems like there might be kind of a one-man band thing going on. I know, Melanie, you play some flute, and I saw the Revolution video, which is great. But you're playing drums, you're playing flute. It looks like Rich is playing everything else. You know, I don't know where the bass is coming from.
I'm eye candy. Melanie is doing most of the heavy lifting. I'm just people.
So I do play the drums. I am the drummer for the band, and I play the drums standing up when I'm live. Well, for two reasons. As a singer, the singers out there who are listening, you know that it is much easier to sing when you're standing up than it is to sing when you're sitting, because it takes breath from your diaphragm, which is down in your stomach area, and you can have better breath support. And also, as a front person, it has a whole different energy when the front person is standing rather than sitting. So that was why we first started having me play the drums standing up. So I took a regular full drum kit. It's not a cocktail kit like some people think when they hear of a stand-up drummer. It's a full drum kit. And I just manipulated the hardware so that I could play it standing up. I do play flute solos. I was a band geek. I do play flute solos occasionally in songs. And usually I am playing something with my foot on the drum at the time. Mm-hmm. And I also have a thing off to the side of my drum kit, which is basically like a keyboard. And I play it with my drumstick, and that's how half of the bass parts are played. I handle half of them, and then Rich handles the other half.
Wow.
I have basically a keyboard that you play with your feet, just a one-octave range. But it's connected to the unit that's on Melanie's drums, so we have access to the same bass notes in each song. And we kind of trade off. Like, there's a lot of songs where Melanie will play the bass in the verse and I play in the chorus, or vice versa.
And we can change the key according to the song, so we really have unlimited notes that we can be playing.
Crazy. That's nuts. Oh, wow. So this is teamwork.
It is. Absolutely.
It's interesting to me always to watch the crowd, because, you know, when I'm playing the guitar, Melanie's playing the drums or the flute or she's singing, it's obvious where the sound is coming from. But, like, when Melanie's playing the drums and she slips in a bass note here or there, people don't often see that, or they don't know what the unit is on her drums. And generally, they can't really see what I'm doing with my feet very clearly. So it's always funny when I see musicians in the crowd. I can always tell because they come up and they're looking around for where the bass is coming from.
Yeah, because they can tell us that we're not playing with a loop or like a canned thing. It's live, and they're trying to figure it out.
Actually, our secret is that behind the stage, Ashley Simpson is actually playing all of our music. Tell anyone. She is quite the multi-instrumentalist. No one ever knew.
So. Playing the bass with your feet, I have this vision of the piano in Big.
Yeah, you know? Several people have said that. It's a little smaller than that. And I look a little less goofy playing it, at least I hope.
Yeah, you're right. The same concept. Same concept.
Well, Melanie, you have also a tremendous voice. Your instrument is a standout.
Thank you very much.
You know,
appreciate it.
And you make full use of its textures. You can do a ballad, you can growl, you can belt. You know, it's tremendous. How did you develop your voice?
My father was not by any means a professional musician, but played in bands when I was little. And, you know, I started singing when I was 3 with him. Johnny B. Goode was actually the first song that I ever sang. Singing was just always something that I did. And then when I was in school, the music teachers kind of took me under their wing and would keep me after school and give me some tips and things. But really, I think I developed it mostly because I just sing so much live that you start to experiment with your voice and you start to see the things that it can do. So you take the technique things that you learn. And I mean, I really didn't take that many voice lessons at all. I had a handful of tips from music teachers, and then I took about 6 voice lessons from this incredible teacher in Albany, New York, where we're from, Mimi O'Neill. And she let me record the lessons, and so I sing along with her before every show to warm up my voice to make sure that I'm singing correctly. But really the experimentation that I do with my voice, I think, is just from flying by the seat of my pants at shows.
Wow. Well, it's tremendous. I understand some of your music has also appeared like in the movies and on TV.
Our song Revolution was put in this green film, So Right, So Smart, which won a bunch of awards. So that was pretty exciting. And some of our older stuff was in a film called Dorian's Blues, which was a movie about a young gay teenager trying to come of age. And in some cities, we do have a large gay following, so it speaks to them. And
it was neat when Revolution was in So Right, So Smart, and when it had a premiere in our local market here in Albany, kind of our hometown fans, we advertised on our website, so I think there was a big, well, I know there was a big turnout of our regular fans, and when the movie opens, it pretty much opens with the song Revolution, and people just cheered and screamed. It was really funny to see in a movie theater, you know? I don't think that's what happened when they aired it in Cleveland or Portland. But at least in our hometown market, it was just funny. It was even funnier because we were there,
Wow. Hometown reception, always wonderful.
Yeah. Melanie's parents apparently can cheer really loud.
My mother kept yelling, "That's my daughter."
I can see how some of your songs would appeal to a wide variety of listeners. Revolution itself, what a battle cry.
Yeah.
You know, you really get into it. Something like Leftover Girl. Love the lyrics on that one. You know, you're sort of thinking, why didn't she grow a backbone? And, she does!
Wow, you're really paying attention. That's impressive.
I listen to the music. Now, I want to know if there's any juicy details you can share with me about Oh, Billy. Who is Billy and what naughty things did he do?
Billy is someone that I used to know. His name is not actually Billy.
The names have been changed to protect the innocent.
And the guilty.
Billy is someone who, this is the first time I ever actually am saying this, so you're getting some exclusive juiciness here.
Ooh.
Billy is a musician that I know. He is someone who appears to be something other than what he is. And he sort of is a bit of a chameleon and changes who he is depending on his audience. He's a little bit of a con artist, perhaps a little bit of a psychopath. He knows what people want him to be, and so he appears that way. But then he manipulates people, especially women. Mm-hmm. He has, in the time that I was around him, he used and abused at least a dozen women. So that's who Billy is.
Where are you going to be playing next?
We're going to be heading a little bit out towards Western New York and
Cleveland,
Erie, Pennsylvania. And then we're going to be doing some stuff in upstate New York. And then in September, you know, we're staying a little bit local to finish the CD. But in October, we're going to be heading down the East Coast to Tennessee and the Carolinas, Virginia, Florida, Georgia, and such.
Fantastic. You're going to let us know out here when you come to California, right? When you get to Los Angeles?
Absolutely. Yeah. We'll come out and give you a big hug.
Please.
Come
into the studio. We'll do something special.
That would be great.
Wonderful. Well, thank you so much for joining me. This is Melanie Kramer and Rich Labuti of...
Got it!
...of Circe.
And Carolyn, people can get our show dates on our website also, which is sirsy.com.
And your CD's there, too?
Absolutely.
Terrific. Well, let's play out with one of your tunes. Let's play Waiting for the Rain.
Okay, great.
My world.
say first, umbrella, stuffing my peg full of panniers and brain, saving my soul up and waiting.
After the break, for music from Eric Clapton. Carolyn Fox here to tell you about a great full-service mechanic and body shop in the San Fernando Valley, Steve's T&G Motors. My family and I have trusted our cars to Steve's T&G Motors for nearly 15 years. This one-stop auto repair shop does terrific body work, including a bumper repair special for $375, complete with color matching. Call Steve's T&G Motors at 818-347-2054. That's 818-347-2054 for Steve's T&G Motors. This is Carolyn Fox, the velvet-voiced vixen and host of Carolyn Fox's Hollywood Spotlight. And I'm here to let you know that my music show has moved to a new time and a new day, Friday at midnight. You'll hear fresh new music and interviews with the artists making it. So tune in Friday at midnight, that witching hour, for Carolyn Fox's Hollywood Spotlight and hear what's hot in Hollywood. Next week, I'm going to be hosting a special Bad Behavior edition of Carolyn Fox's Hollywood Spotlight. And we'd like to play your favorite Bad Behavior songs. To make your recommendation, go to my blog at carolynfoxrocks.com and post a comment. Or you can visit our website at cfoxrocks.com. In good times or bad times, the story is still the same. Here's Eric Clapton with Nobody Loves You When You're Down
Once
Out.
Once I live the life of a millionaire, spend all my money, didn't have any care. Took all my friends out for a mighty good time. We bought bootleg liquor, champagne and wine. Then I began to fall so low. Lost all my good friends and nowhere to go. If I get my hands on the dollar again, I'll hang on to it till that old eagle. Back on your feet again. Everybody.
You're listening to Carolyn Fox's Hollywood Spotlight. And if you'd like to see some of what goes on in the studio, check out our YouTube channel at youtube.com/ Carolyn Fox's Hollywood. Elizabeth of Elizabeth and the Catapults isn't a bad person. She's a good, good girl with a troubled mind. This is Waiting for the Kill. This is Carolyn Fox, and you can check out my blog at carolynfoxrocks.com. To see upcoming guests, visit our website at cfoxrocks.com. That's the initial C, foxrocks.com. John Michaels knows that there are times when you want to stay and times you want to go, and times when you just have to say, check please.
In a cafe, talking to a lady, having a discussion about sex. In her early 30s, she was talking kind of dirty. I was totally excited, but a nervous wreck. When she told me that before we'd ever get to the mat, I'd have to walk her to the altar. What I think about that? Check, please, quickly. How much do I owe? It's time for me to go. What she wants to do ain't on the menu, so they made her beast number 1, 2, 3. Check, please. Ah, check, please. Called her up the next day, said meet me in the cafe. Told her I was hasty, could we try once more? Red wine, candlelight, couldn't keep the subject lighted. Headed for the gutter like the night before. Then she leaned over and whispered with dropped dead lips. How's about we settle down and raise 10 kids? Check, please, quickly. How much do I owe? It's time for me to go. What she wants to do ain't on the I'm doing fine. I can walk away at any time. As a matter of fact, I ain't calling her back. Back in the next night, giving in to Miss Wright, taking her home to meet the mom and dad. I told her I would gladly wait for wedding bells to consummate, even if those cold showers drove me mad. Then she gives me that I want you right now look with her eye, as her toes started climbing up my thigh. Everybody say, check please, quickly. How much do we owe? It's time for us to go. What we wanna do ain't on the menu. So hey, Mayor D, snap a 1, 2, 3. Check please, quickly. How much do we owe? It's time for us to go. What we wanna do ain't on the menu. So hey, Mayor D, snap a 1, 2, 3. Check please. Come on, we're ready to get out of here. Everybody.
Oh, to have a voice like Electra. From her self-titled CD, this is Feeling Good.
Flying high. You know how I feel. The sky, you know how I feel. Breeze drifting on by, you know how I feel. It's a new dawn, it's a new day, it's a new life for me. It's a new dawn, it's a new day, it's a new life for me. It's a new dawn, it's a new day, it's a new life for me, and I'm feeling good. Dragonfly out in the sun, you know what I mean, don't you know? Butterflies all have. That's what I mean. And this old world is a new world, and a bold world for me. Stars, when you shine, you know how I feel. Scent of the pine. It's a new dawn, it's a new day, it's a new life for me, and I'm feeling.
after the break for music from Brazilian beauty Carla Hassett. Carolyn Fox here to tell you about a great full-service mechanic and body shop in the San Fernando Valley. Steve's T&G Motors. My family and I have trusted our cars to Steve's T&G Motors for nearly 15 years. This one-stop auto repair shop does terrific body work, including a bumper repair special for $375, complete with color matching. Call Steve's T&G Motors at 818-347-2054. That's 818-347-2054 for Steve's T&G Motors. This is Carolyn Fox, the velvet-voiced vixen and host of Carolyn Fox's Hollywood Spotlight. And I'm here to let you know that my music show has moved to a new time and a new day, Friday at midnight. You'll hear fresh new music and interviews with the artists making it. So tune in Friday at midnight, that witching hour, for Carolyn Fox's Hollywood Spotlight and hear what's hot in Hollywood. This is Carolyn Fox, the velvet-voiced vixen, and you can see me at my blog at carolynfoxrocks.com. From her Quieres Super CD, this is Carla Hassett with What I'm Living For.
Like the rain on a day that's clear, in the blink of an eye, took your love, then you passed me by. Baby, where have you been all these years? You're my trouble past, coming home at last. Now I know, yeah, say my love, that's what I'm living for, that's what.
This time, Derek Nicoletto of Telling on Trixie is anything but a dumb boy.
Heaven knows I've been a dumb boy. Heaven knows I played the fool. I keep on losing sleep about you, it's round two. What do I say?
I can, cause I've tried and my plans are all tied. Dumb boys make a mess of the plans they make. Similarly, trying to be something I'm never gonna be, but that's just the way it's gotta be. But I'm never gonna give you up, I'm never gonna give you up, cause I've got one more chance to make this thing last if I can. Never gonna give you up, I'm never gonna give you up, cause I've got one more chance to make this thing last if I can. Is it wise to trust me? Round one was not so lovely. In the rain, the second time, I know I can make it, cause some boys fake it. Never gonna give you up, I'm never gonna give you up, cause I've got one more chance to make this thing last if I can. Never gonna give you up, I'm never gonna give you up now. Never gonna give you up, I'm never gonna give you up now, baby.
This is Carolyn Fox, the Foxy Rocks Hollywood, and you can follow me on Twitter at Carolyn Fox. Nobody understands punk rock better than the girls of The Shadow. From their self-titled CD, this is As the Sun Sets in the West. Macy Gray's favorite song from her new CD,
covered. The Quarter Valley Group's 40-acre equestrian facility is nestled in the hills of the Temecula wine country. We offer a facility that both you and your horse will enjoy. With complete horse care and boarding, miles of adjacent trails, two full-size arenas for training and warm-up, and a caring and knowledgeable staff. Barn and exterior stalls are available, and we offer multi-horse discounts. Horse owners with busy schedules can rest assured that their riding companions are receiving the best in equine care. The ranch is also available as a film location and for special events. For more information, call Dan Parks at 951-265-9674. This is Carolyn Fox, the velvet-voiced vixen and host of Carolyn Fox's Hollywood Spotlight. And I'm here to let you know that my music show has moved to a new time and a new day, Friday at midnight. You'll hear fresh new music and interviews with the artists making it. So tune in Friday at midnight, that witching hour, for Carolyn Fox's Hollywood Spotlight and hear what's hot in Hollywood. Macy Gray really makes this tune her own. From her covered CD, this is Teenagers.
They're gonna ruin your looks with all the lies in the book. They'll make a pill popper out of you. You've got to sleep with a gun and keep an eye on them, son. You've got to watch all the things they do. And when the morning arrives, you've got that hope in your eyes, but they've got methods of keeping you crazed. There's the drugs and the rage, the weirdo friends that they make, the sex at an early age. Teenagers scare the living out of me. They could care less as long as someone will be. So darken your clothes and strike a violent pose. Maybe they'll leave you alone, but not me. What have I done? Am I the reason she's dumb? Will my overspending make her poor? Did my slutty ways spark her promiscuous face? Am I the reason that she's a whore? I'll tell you. Teenagers scare out of me.
Inviting you to follow me at my blog at carolynfoxrocks.com. From her Luckiest Girl in the World CD, here's Rosie with the Be Somebody Blues.
You better stop your crying, 'cause honey, I ain't lying. Just when you stop looking for it, love comes round to find you. Why do you have to rush? Worry so much you start. Minute you're so lonely, the next ain't got no time of your own. There's nothing wrong with you, you you got your own plans too. So get a job and work real hard and be somebody who has to make appointments and hasn't time for thoughts so sad and blue. Ooh, trust me, one minute you're so lonely, the next you'll need some time off your own. Now I think relationships are beautiful and important, but you won't find the right one if you think the world's so cruel. It's true, you gotta be somebody to find that right somebody for you. Honeybee, listen to me, you're sweet as sugar, can't you see? Time is precious, don't you let it waste away. When there's nothing wrong with being strong, so stand up tall and flex that backbone. Oh, oh, yes, one minute you're so lonely, the next ain't got no time of your own. Better believe it. Are beautiful and terrific, but you won't find the right one if you're thinking you're a fool. It's true, you gotta be somebody to find that right somebody for you. It's just like Scarlett said, tomorrow is another day to start all over. Don't you worry, worry's just a wrong. And just when you start to like being by yourself, you'll find it's gone. Yes, one minute you're so lonely, the next ain't got no time of your own. And you know that's true. One minute you're so lonely, the next ain't got no time of your own.
This is Carolyn Fox, thanking you for tuning in tonight to Carolyn Fox's Hollywood Spotlight. Come back next week when we'll have our Bad Behavior special. There's still time to tell us what your favorite song about bad behavior is. We'll be playing fan suggestions on the air. Here's Tom Hunter from his Here I Go Again CD. There certainly are some folks who would think that it's bad behavior to get as drunk as a man can be and be laying in the alley. Anything can happen. Tune in next week.
I was laying in the alley and a dump truck run over me. I was laying back in the alley and a dump truck run over me. I drank up about a fifth of Gavassier. I was stoned as I could be. I was laying in the alley and a metro bus run over me. I was laying in the alley and a metro bus run over me. I drank up about two fists of Gavassier. I was stoned as I could be. I was back in the alley, policeman walked by and kicked me up in my head. He said, hey, big daddy, I thought you was dead. I said, I was laying in the alley, officer. And a dump truck run over me. I drank up some tequila. Then I was stoned as a man could be. Then I was up in my hospital bed. And in walked my wife. She said, you big dummy, you almost lost your life. I said, baby, I was laying in the alley. And a dump truck run over me. I drank up everything in the joint. I was stoned as a man could be. Over me.